Children of the Addams.
Welcome to the Children of the Addams podcast with your host,
Aaron Delaosa,
Honey Dicking,
and
Matt Siemens.
What the f's a frush?
What was all that slamming noise? What was going on?
That was just me moving around in my chair.
Were you?
Yeah,
how I do just you have your camera? Do you have your camera set up to where it's at a good angle for you? Like, do you feel like you're getting your strong side film?
No, not really.
Yeah, me either.
No. My wife keeps telling me, she's like, no, I need to see your eyes, or I need to see, like, higher, but it's just not happening. I mean, I think the only
I
way
like
I
the
can
angle
really...
It almost feels like I'm laying in your lap if I'm watching the video.
Right, yeah.
If I close my eyes and just gently stroke the back of my head, I can almost just put myself right there.
Yeah, I've got mine pretty low. I've got the Citizen Kane going on here. Where the,
you're trying
to get all the power, you know?
Yeah, raw power, exactly.
Although it makes my face look really fat.
I think art, like, I know for my, I don't know if this is the same for you, but with my face, I need my beard in order to give it some kind of shape.
Oh, yeah.
Because
without
it, my face kind of looks like a bit of a thumb.
Right, yeah. It's
like,
just
not
the
real side, the really fucked up, round, gross side. I just feel like that's what my jawline just looks like.
Yeah, I'm with the beard, thumb. You know, you can contour it, you can shape it, you know, you can either do a square.
Do you shape
or,
your beard?
No, well, I just follow my, jawline, so
right, the natural ruggedness.
Yeah, that's right.
Or well, everybody, thanks sometimes for checking us out for a little sampling. That's Matt, I'm Aaron, we are the Children of the Addams. What you're gonna find with us is just a couple of guys hanging out talking about TV, mainly a lot of comic books, a lot of video games, and whatever other dumb shit comes out of our faces. So enjoy. So I feel the need, since we haven't done the show appropriately, the first thing we should address is Game of Thrones, because we missed the last two episodes to talk about.
Yeah, that's a lot to talk about.
I mean, dude. Okay, so let's just slightly gloss over the Battle of the Bastards. I mean, what'd you think?
Oh, that was absolutely incredible. It made me, like, I couldn't breathe.
Right.
You know, like, it was shot so beautifully and done so amazingly. It's just unreal, you know? And, like, I even was, like, saying halfway through, I was like, how is he going to get out of this?
Right.
Like, they almost kept pushing it too far. You know,
they almost glinned him, like, from The Walking Dead, where they're like, come on, how is he going to...
Right, how is this going to happen? How are they going to get out of this? They're toast, they're done. And, of course, you know, they come in, the Knights of Vale come in and save the day. Which, I mean, everyone had thought was going to happen, but they waited so long.
So long.
So long.
Yeah, my question is, can't fucking giants, like, can't they have a shield or something? Like, couldn't he just ripped off the door from Winterfell and carried that bitch?
Right, like, why didn't he have, like, just a giant piece of timber, you know, just swinging that back and forth? But, I'm obviously, like, you can't do everything that's, you know, budget-wise, you know, I'm sure
that's a shame.
You know.
I feel like the giant was really underutilized
at
that point.
He could have taken out, like, thousands of dudes.
Ramsay seeing him drop too, it's like, dude, that's just so demoralizing.
Yeah, that was like the final, oh, Ramsay is a total dickhead,
right? Yeah, like that's over the line. Like, that's the part where we're all like, oh, bullshit.
Yeah, come on, man.
Everything else we can understand, but you kill a giant, dude, get fucked.
Yeah, seriously.
It was pretty rad seeing Jon Snow beat the dog Christ out of him, though.
Oh god, yeah, it was perfect,
man.
And then I like the fact that he saw Sansa, and he's like, oh, wait, I forgot. You've been more wrong than, you know, anybody else, so let's...
Right. You want to come over here and kick him in the teeth while he's down?
Right,
it's cool.
Yeah. I'll leave you up to, you know, I'll give you the last dibs on him, you know?
Right. Now, what do you think about everybody freaking out about what Ramsay told her? Like, he'll always be... Like, you think she's pregnant, like, with the whole, like, I'll always be in you kind of deal? Or was he more referring to just, like, how dark he kind of made her?
I think he was just referring... I think he may think that he impregnated her, but I don't think she's pregnant. I don't think she's holding...
Boy, that would just be such a dark twist already.
I know. Sure she's... If she was, she probably, you know, tried to abort it. Because they do have the milk of, I forget what it's called, but there is a...
Magnesia?
Yeah, the milk of magnesia. No, but like there's a milk of the something, whatever, that's right. used for that. And like,
right.
I'm sure, you know, being that it's his, if it was his baby, she'd be like, yeah, forget it. You know?
Crazy.
But, and
then the fucking season finale, Winds of Winter, as if I thought Battle of the Bastards was just so amazing. Like, I thought there was no way they could top it, but dude.
Yeah.
Wow. What?
That first 20 minutes was just unreal. Like, the music alone was the best, I think, of the whole series so far. It was just perfect.
Best episode they've done, I think.
Yeah.
I know that might be a bit of hubris saying that, too, because it's the season finale, you know, and they're ahead of the books and all that, but it's like, dude, this really was the best one they've done.
Yeah. Oh, well, there was so much culmination of stuff and so much things that you've been waiting to happen, you know, like, oh, you know, finally.
Spoilers, everybody. We're talking about everything. So.
You're right. Yeah. I mean, like, just finally Daenerys has her army and she's finally going to Westeros. You know, it's like, thank God.
And we possibly have Jon Targaryen.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Most likely we do.
Right, yeah, definitely. But it's interesting that they left out what Lyanna?
Or, Lyanna, yeah.
Yeah, what she left out, they kind of did the whispers. You know, they didn't let her know.
Right.
Or you didn't know what she said.
But everybody who pays attention to the books, you know exactly what she said.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, totally. But, you know, it's interesting. Maybe she said, like, the prince that was promised or something like that, because supposedly I think Rhaegar knew about the prophecy.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Oh, like from Bran, then.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, so, like, he knew about that stuff, so maybe...
Timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly. Right. Applies to so but, you know,
like,
fucking...
maybe he knows about that stuff. Also, right. I think, like, the Prince of the Promise is, like, he is born underneath the Bleeding Star, I believe.
Yeah.
Which is, it's, the sword that Ned had was the, I think... The Dawn, which is an actual made from a star.
Yeah, or Dawnbreaker or something, right?
Yeah, which is, like, made from a star.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, that's part of the prophecy. And then he was reborn again under, was it Salt and, God, you know, Davos Seaworth, who's Salt, and the other person, Melisandre, is Smoke. So Salt and Smoke, I believe, is the other prince that is promised, theories, you know, or prophecy.
Look at that. We're just tying all that shit together.
Yeah, true. But they're doing, like, they did a really good job of, like, Tommen, where he's standing there, and he, that whole scene where he's just, like, the smoke is rising, you know, and he's, like, almost contemplating, like, what's going on, and that poor guy. Because he really loved his, he really loved his queen, and he really was trying to do good. But he just couldn't because his mother's so evil.
I like how she pretty much dressed just like Tywin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Towards the end there?
Right.
Had a new crown and everything, too. It looked like it was like some sun shit on there instead of the Baratheon antlers and all that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Man. I've heard another theory that, like, someone had said that, like, maybe the twins were the Targaryens and not... Tyrion.
Like it was Jaime and Cersei?
Yeah, like the twins were the Targaryens and the actual...
Oh!
Yeah, I've heard that, but it's... I don't think that's holds any water to that one.
Yeah. But the way it's looking, I mean, Jaime's definitely gonna be murdering Cersei, right?
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, there's the... her
I mean, absolutely.
Yeah, it's
he's
totally...
He's gonna fucking murder her.
Although, you know, you think... Because now Tyrion's coming back, you're like, well, maybe they'll still leave it up. But the way he looked at her, it's like, come on. You know?
He's like, look, you know I killed another dude for wanting to do this same shit, right?
Right.
So now you pretty much, you know.
Yeah, you're toast. I have to kill you.
And then Tommen leaping to, dude, that was, I did not expect that at all.
Like, oh, yeah, that was.
And it's like, well, what's this little guy doing?
Yep. He just realized his life is terrible.
Reenacting Assassin's Creed, like, you know, as he's flying down.
Yeah, and missed the hay bale.
I wonder how long until there's a patch of the new Assassin's Creed where you could dress up like Tommen and just reenact that for a while if you wanted.
He did just kind of just step gone. Didn't he even jump?
No hesitation. Just, yeah, he just as graceful as shit.
Just walk.
Like a little baby deer just trotting right on out there.
Oh, and that poor Septa. getting the wine
that
poured on her.
Oh, yeah.
That was bad.
Yeah, there's a lot of really fucked up parts in that show. But, you know, finally, Walder Frey met Arya. Like, oh, my God.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
as soon
yeah.
as that the waitress was smiling at Jamie, I just started elbowing the wife. I was like, huh? She's like, yes, I know, settle down. I'm like, oh, you just, you know, just wait. That's probably Arya.
Frey pie.
Right.
Yeah, that was good. Oh, yeah. That is so good. The only thing that I have noticed is, which is fine with me, but I'm sure other people are complaining about it, is like the activation of fast travel. You know, everyone's... Because they're really just... For the sake of the story...
Get back to King's Landing.
Yeah, you know, for the sake of the story, they're just showing you what's happening and not really... You know, not everything is continuous, you know?
Like, not everything is Lord of the Rings. We have to watch them walk for 4 hours.
Exactly. You know, like... because that's what a couple of the first seasons were. You know,
right.
You've got a lot of travel and, you know, in between stuff and the problems that does, you know, and like, but now they just do the story and they know that, yeah, things take a long time to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Because so
Varys was on the ship, you know, and after being in Dorne.
Oh, dude, right.
You know, so he was in Dorne. He's like making these alliances with, you know, because there's now everyone's on Daenerys' side. You know, so it's the Lannisters and nobody else. You know, it's like,
right?
What's gonna happen? She's gonna get her ass kicked. That's what's gonna happen.
So, do you think the big revelation that Tyrion is like the third lost Targaryen? Like, that's what they end the next season with?
The next season? No, I think next season is gonna be like Daenerys on the throne. You know, trying to do
and
that
the White
battle,
Walkers are coming down.
And then the White Walkers are like, oh,
so they'll save the White Walkers for season 8.
Yeah, that'll be like the whole Battle of Dawn, I guess that's right. What it's called.
Yeah, because they came out and said there's 2 more seasons and then that's it. So
right, so you think they'll put all the pieces in place to get everyone where they need to be to fight the White Walkers? You know? Yeah. So who knows what, like, and. Was it Aaron from, is it Aaron or Aaron from the Iron Islands? That crazy bastard. Supposedly he keeps, like in the books, he talks about having the horn to control dragons, but what if it's like the other horn that knocks down the wall?
Oh, right.
Because, I mean, the wall has to come down.
Yeah.
For the White Walkers. Like, yeah. Right, they can't get across.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, there
it's
is
pretty
a,
ominous, too, the way... Cold Hands just like, yeah, we can't cross. Like,
yeah,
nah.
Yeah, they're giving you the information. They're like, hey, yeah, we can't do anything. You know,
right.
So like
that was like a Moffat-esque nudge in the right direction. I was like, uh-oh, I know where this is going.
Hello, you're safe unless you know the wall is not
unless
there.
The wall comes down, but that'll never happen.
Right, that can't possibly happen, no. Right? Yeah, supposedly there's a horn that can knock it down. So like,
who the fuck made that? Like, for what purpose? You know what I mean?
No, they're okay. So. Bear with me here. I might not get it right, but there was some sort of treaty,
uh-huh.
Supposedly. So like, there's a horn to control dragons, and there's a horn to control the wall, to bring down
right.
the wall.
Right.
And the each side got the opposite horn, right?
Okay.
To have a truce,
mm-hmm.
You know, to say like, oh, we can bring it down or whatever, something like that.
Right.
But these horns got lost over time. And
okay.
So hopefully, I think that's where they're going, is like some magical device is going to bring down the wall. But it'd be funny if it's someone who thinks, oh, I can control dragons, you
right.
know, with this thing, and then he blows it, and then, oh, the wall comes down. Oh, well, you screwed everybody. Thanks, buddy.
Right.
You know? Thanks a lot, pal. You
now,
just killed everybody.
You've read all the books like that are
no,
out so
no,
far?
No. Like I said, in a couple podcasts before, I love reading the freaking wikis. It's almost like reading the books because the people are so good about it. You know? So I'll go through like fan theories and like...
oh, right.
Yeah, and read about all the stuff like that. And I love reading the history of it. Like they're like little parts in the books, but then other people expand on them. And it's really interesting. It's like, what's his name? Gilly and...
Sam.
Yeah, Samwise.
Yeah.
you know, him being at the Citadel and the big library and stuff. That was pretty cool. But now he's got all this information that he might be the one that, you know, brings back information saying, oh, this is the horn, so these are the things that defeat the White Walkers, you know.
Yeah, like what if he's the one who mixes up his horn mythology and they blow the wrong one?
Oh my god, that would be hilarious.
Right? He's like, here, it's totally this one.
Like, so for next season, they're like, he does the research, and he like, finds, oh, there's these horns, and we've got to find them. And then they find them, and they're like, oh, yes, it's this one. And then, rah, rah, and then oh, the wall comes down.
And that's how the show ends before the next season starts, is they blow the horn, and you just see a crack going down the middle of the wall. And that's it.
Yeah,
that'd just be great. Credits. Yeah. Dude, that I would. I think people would be out. Like, they would just be like, holy shit. Like, you know, it'd be really cool to fucking see. If that's the way it went down, I mean, I'd feel bad for Sam, because there's no way he lives.
Oh, yeah.
Someone would stab him in the face repeatedly for that.
Oh, God, yeah. That poor sucker.
Now, what were Gilly and the little baby supposed to do while he's off? You know what I mean? Like, are they just supposed to wait, like, in that very room?
Yeah, they're going to play some Muzak, and they're just going to sit there, and I don't know.
Like, they just go walking away, and I was just like, cool.
I'm sure we'll he's got here. A place like, to stay, fuck? You know, like, they're just so strapped for time that they're like... You figure it out. You right. know, like, hey.
You put it together, stupid.
Yeah, hey, moviegoer, duh. You know, right. like, they're obviously going to sleep someplace. Of course they're not just going to
sit there, asshole. Yeah.
The important part is he's at the library researching stuff.
Yeah. He's reading, and he looked like he almost came.
Yeah. He looked all the looked books. He looked
around and saw the shelves of books and everything. Like, he was super close to E-Jackin, I think.
Also, I think the Prince of the Promised has a sword that's on fire or something. I'm sure that the Valyrian steel sword that he stole from his dad has probably got something to do with that too. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. There's so many. John Snow's
got one too, right? And then so does Brienne. She has one.
Yeah, Oathkeeper.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like seven, I think, known ones.
Yeah. Well, according to the books, though, like, Tyrion said something like every great house used to have just like a bunch of them around, but then over time they just sort of...
They disappear.
Are they all the Iron Throne, essentially? Is that what they're trying to get us to...
No, I don't think so. I'm not sure.
I guess it's the Iron Throne, so yeah, maybe yeah. not.
Shit. No, no. The,
good
but
call,
the...
dickhead.
Well, that's... Oh, my God. That was, like, a couple episodes ago where I'm like, oh, well, these are my Game of Thrones theories. And every single one was wrong.
Like what?
Well, like, the...
Give me one.
The Arya... God, I always get her name wrong. Arya, her, like, her being Jaqen, you know?
Oh.
I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe it's her. Maybe it's him in disguise, you know, as her right. trying to get the waif. Like, nope. You know, like, not freaking one. Like, oh, God. I'm so terrible. But it's like, but it was from just reading from the reactions from Twitter, everyone's like, what? You know, like everyone had it wrong. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, it was bad. But really I mean, the shows have been great. So I'm not complaining the fact that I'm getting things wrong. You know what I mean?
Been a lot of great TV, but I wish I could say the same for Silicon Valley, man. I don't know how many more episodes I can take where, you know, they did something bad. They fucked up. They might go to broke. And then the next episode, yay, never mind.
Yeah. I think the season finale, they kind of made fun of that, where he's like, I don't know how I could trust you again. And then the next scene, they're like, yeah, and having fun, and they're awesome and stuff. And like, just, yeah, it was a little, the first few episodes were great. And the last ones have been kind of just like.
Kind of flaccid.
Kind of mediocre. Like,
right.
I mean, there's still some great little moments in there, but not great. You know, it's not.
Not great episodes.
Funny. No. But like. Pretty damn funny. There's some good funny stuff, but like you said, it's like, come on, really? Can we keep going in the same route?
Right.
You know, like but now they're back to pretty much square one, I guess. You know, really.
Yeah. So now they can win for a while. Then in next episode, it'd be like, oh no, they're gonna lose it all again.
Right. Yeah. How many more times is gonna lose like $1 billion? It's like, okay.
Right. I'm pretty sure once would be enough.
Right.
These pricks. They just can't stop losing all their money. So, I know you haven't sat down to watch Flash yet.
Oh, yeah.
But you should, because Grant Gustin had tweeted that he was reading a script, and he wanted to be able to tell everybody what it was like. So then the producer comes back, and he's like, no, go ahead and tell him, Grant. Well, the season 3, episode 1 title is Flashpoint.
Oh, so they're just going to do the paradox, right? They're just gonna...
If that's any enticement to you to watch this fucking show finally.
Hmm.
Flashpoint.
Okay, so Do you think I need to watch older stuff to get the new stuff? Probably,
no.
Right? With...
No, I mean, season one was good, but I mean, you know, you're familiar with the comics enough to where there's nothing going to be really too super shocking in there. Season two picks up. That's when, you know, you start getting the really good, like Gorilla Grodd, King Shark. I mean, they get...
So better villains.
Season two, they
start
hitting. Yeah, I mean, yeah. There was nothing wrong with the Reverse Flash in the first season, but Zoom and everything they did with that in the second season, dude.
All right. Mwah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I will commit myself to watching.
To sit down and watch it.
Yeah.
I wish I could say the same for the Justice League movie.
Oh, yeah. Every single piece of news, I'm just like, every time Snyder opens his mouth, I just want to just punch him. Like, you know, like, dude, shut up. You do not get it. Like,
yeah.
He, like, what was the last thing he said? Oh, I love, I guess people don't like their heroes being deconstructed. Are you effing kidding me, dude?
You could say fuck, we're a podcast.
Like, fucking A, dude.
There you go.
God, he made me so angry. Like, deconstructed? You have to construct them first, asshole.
Like, oh, see, there's the problem.
You know,
they didn't
like,
build anything up before they tore
right.
it down.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and he kept saying, well, they just have to fight. Really? Why did they have to fight? Because you wrote
so
it that way.
So they can make
way.
Up because both their mothers had the same name.
Right. Oh, yeah. Shut up. God, it's terrible.
I know anyone I disliked in my life, if his mom ever had the same name as my mom, instant besties.
Right, exactly. I mean, super pals. So wait, right. No, super friends.
Oh, see? That's where they get it.
And I really hate the fact that now they're like, oh, well, this is going to be funner. Like, that's their... That's what they keep saying, you know, like
yeah,
Ben Affleck's
like... It's not
going to
be more like Marvel at all, but it's just going to be more fun.
Right, it's going to be more fun. And then it's like, oh, God, really? I mean, all these fanboys kept complaining, oh, Marvel's too funny. You know, it's not enough serious stuff. It's not dark enough. And this one's going to be dark. And, you know, now they're going the opposite direction. So, of course, these neckbeards are going to, like, full tilt and be like... Oh yeah, this is awesome. Totally not like Marvel. You know, it's got brevity. You know, like levity in this. It's you know, it's not
right.
super funny.
Like, yeah, it's not too funny.
It's not too funny.
It's just funny enough.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, if Batman smiles, I'm out.
He might. I hope he starts high-fiving the Flash and you know he's cutting jokes.
Yeah.
Maybe he farts in Superman's cape while he's not looking. Something like
yeah.
that.
Oh, like the scene, like I read a synopsis of Bruce Wayne meeting the Flash, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's all, he just flat out says, I'm Batman. You know, it's like, what? Dude, you're just giving that away to normal people? Like, are you sure that Flash is a good guy? Have you been your detective work? You know? Air quotes. Like, freaking A, dude. Like, it's just... Everyone's like, ah, Ben Affleck, he's great, it's awesome. Yeah, but if he's writing it, that's probably
right.
a huge problem.
Yeah.
Ugh. There was another thing. It was like...
Steppenwolf being the villain?
Yeah. It's the same
it
thing as
like
Darkseid.
Seems like an odd choice, right? Yeah.
You know? Like, I don't see any difference there.
Yeah, that's a pretty lateral move.
Right. Like, it's going to be Justice League, and Justice League 2 is going to be Electric Boogaloo with Darkseid coming in, and it'll be all happy and fun, but Darkseid's killing half the population to make it, you know, feel serious enough.
Right.
So.
And then that'll be when Batman pantses him.
Right. Yeah.
Or he goes, got your nose, you know what I mean? He does something, got your nose, and
right.
it's really cool.
And they keep saying, oh, well, they upgraded his, you know, his armored... suit.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, okay, so he's Iron Man now. That's great. Because he doesn't have any superpowers, you have to make him Iron
Even
Man.
Even worse, they made him Iron Man Mark 1. It's like, come on, man, what the fuck?
Right.
Just make a war machine. We'll just put bat ears on it. It's perfect.
Right, exactly.
Fuck.
Done. You know, like, they have to give him superpowers because at this point, he's just going to be directing people where to go, you know?
Right. And what's wrong with that? Put him in a tank somewhere way off behind the battle. Everybody super, get up there. Have fun.
Yep.
I'm going to keep back here and just play general.
Right. I'll get my satellites to get everything in place. And
Yeah. I mean, he's going to have the Flash, Superman, and Wonder Woman. What else does he... Not to mention Aquaman, Cyborg. Like, wait. Just stay back, Bruce. It's fine.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Like, we get it. Like, maybe that'll be, like, a joke where Superman... Like, Bruce Wayne goes to, like, change his bad suit, and Superman's like, just sit. We got this.
Right, yeah. Oh, and the other rumor, Superman's been spotted with longer hair.
Are they doing the mullet, man?
Like, so doing the mullet, you know, and maybe the black suit.
What?
Like, come on. Like, really?
Okay, I'm grinning ear to ear over that. I think that's fucking fantastic.
Oh, it's so the mullet, yeah.
Yes, I am all about Super Mullet. That was the greatest hair. Because he looked just like Kurt Russell from the 80s with his hair.
Oh, yeah.
Just like Kurt Russell from the 80s.
Well, obviously, the whoever was drawing him at the time was like, you know what? He should look more like Kurt Russell.
Right.
And they used him as a, you know, a reference.
He just got done watching Escape from New York, Big Trouble, Little China, and he came back around with some Tango and Cash in the end to really get the super highlighted kind of feathering that he had in that movie. Remember Russell's hair from Tango and Cash?
Oh, God, yeah.
It was amazing. Yeah.
Oh, jeez. it's funny, like, cause I can just picture the guys in the 80s like, you know what? We have to make Superman more hip, more cool. What can we do to change him up? Well, we can't change the suit.
Right.
Well, what can we change? His hair.
Yeah, okay. But why that hairstyle? Like, I don't get me. I love it. I mean, it just seems like such an odd. Like, they're like, yeah, that's what we're gonna settle on it right there. That's
oh God, enough. Yeah, I know. Seriously, it's like, oh, you couldn't do like, I don't know, the spiked hair that was pretty big in the '80s. Oh, Flock Anything. Of Seagulls, that would have been great. Flock of Seagulls,
Superman.
How fantastic
would that have been if we had emo soups?
Just I almost have
around.
To write that down because that is an amazing idea.
Flock of Super Gulls.
Oh God. Oh Jesus.
So Cavill is growing his hair out. Like there's pictures of that and all that.
Yeah, apparently. Yep.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, is he doing another movie? Are they already filming?
Well, see, yeah, see, I don't know. I don't know if he's doing something else. I mean,
right? Because I know they're doing Aquaman right now. Because Momoa's over in England doing that.
And, yeah.
I think Ray Fisher's over there too. Because I think he's appearing in there somehow.
I have seen the Aquaman photos from the filming, and it looks like he's in just a kiddie pool. It's pretty funny. apparently,
maybe
the
that's
filming.
The joke. Is like the whole movie is just going to be one long like robot chicken Aquaman joke, where it's just this giant beautiful man Jason Momoa sitting in the tiniest little kiddie pool, just like this is fucked up, guys.
Playing with his little toy sharks.
Superman's hovering over him with like his hair just flowing in the wind, be like, "Don't move, bitch!" You know, threatening to stab him with his laser eyes.
Oh, yeah, heats up the water, evaporates it.
Oh,
sorry,
that's
buddy.
Beautiful. Yeah. Bruce is trying to join in, like, fuck you, Bruce. You're not even superpowered. He goes to sit back down in the Batcave and brood for a while.
Right. there was also a gif of Gal Gadot, and she was doing the Wonder Woman spin.
Nuh-uh.
But she's just doing it, like, jokingly, but it looks amazing. I'm like, man, she actually looks awesome as Wonder Woman. Like she looks awesome. And she was like I've seen the clips or whatever. She was good in Batman vs Superman. So I'm excited for her movie, which is just going to be like Captain America, you know,
basically.
Yeah, you know,
I'm
like
on
that
board. Yeah, there's some set pics that leaked out of her like in the full on Wonder Woman garb. She has the proper cape on. I just linked over to you. She has the TR. Yeah, it's so great to see. I mean, I know, like, I for one, like, I was first complaining about her. I thought she was a bit too thin. You know what I mean? She hadn't really done a whole lot, kind of acting wise.
Yeah.
So, like, it's, you know, you're always going to be kind of hesitant over someone like an unknown element, especially if it doesn't match up to what your expectations are. But
right,
by all indications, she seems to be the best part of that fucking shit show. You know, Batman.
Oh God, yeah, she's definitely the best.
And her movie looks like it's going to be great. I cannot wait to see Wonder Woman.
Yeah, and all the people attached to it look. Are awesome actresses, you know, like they're
and the director
tough
too,
and strong
Jenkins,
and like
great, yeah,
friggin' cool. Like when she initially got cast, my biggest thing was like she doesn't have blue eyes, but it's like, all right, whatever, you know,
right.
Okay. You know, it's
I think that was my biggest kind of just like awe moment when I started reading the Harry Potter books. I was like, well, Harry's eyes aren't green,
right?
Like,
exactly.
What the fuck is this?
That was like a big thing, you know, like because right. They kept constantly saying, oh, you have your mother's eyes, and it's like, no, he doesn't. Right, come on. What, did he change your eyes? Like, no. But, you know, that to compare those two things, it's like the same thing, you know?
Like, maybe they could have explained it away, like, when he was cursed, his eye color changed. You know what I mean?
Oh,
just
yeah,
some
yeah.
Little bullshit in the movie to where it's just like, oh, okay, I get it now.
Right. I mean, I don't understand why they didn't just use, like, contacts. I mean,
they tried, apparently. But,
oh, they did.
Little Dan couldn't, they were bothering him too much or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I just actually got contacts, like, a couple weeks ago, and I still haven't done my 3-hour, you know, 6-hour waning period.
So are you rocking the contacts right now for the folks at home to see?
No. I just got new glasses. I'm now a super hipster nerd because I got full-rimmed glasses. So.
Oh. I'm, as someone who rocks that look, I mean, I really feel they're more practical.
Well, they are. I actually, because I squint less and I can see more because they're bigger. Right. But, like, I used to, I've never worn glasses that have had bottoms, you know?
Oh.
So, like, looking down, I could, it's just, like, looking.
Does it feel heavier on your face, having that plastic or whatever there?
Yeah. It's a little weird. I'm still not used to them yet, so. Yeah.
So, the Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice Ultimate Edition is going to be re-released into theaters. That was actually... they're going to release the rated R version some point this summer, but only for like a super, super limited run. I think they're really trying to get every last ounce of mileage they can out of this one.
Yeah, they probably want to try to hit 900 million.
That's exactly what they're trying to do. They're hoping it pushes them over the top.
But the problem is...
you could just wait a week and just buy the fucking Blu-ray and just watch it at home.
Right, and the movie's like, what, 3.5 hours or something, the extended?
Yeah.
So it's only going to be in theaters like a couple times a night.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to get $37 million.
No.
You know, especially with like the big summer movies coming out now, like it's not happening. You know, you might add another 8 million maybe tops, but I doubt that too.
Strange. keep it in the world of DC. Since you don't watch The Flash, I'm gonna assume you don't also watch Supergirl. But the entire first season, they're like, no, we're not gonna do Superman. We're not gonna do Superman. They moved the show from CBS to CW. And the first thing they say is like, we got Superman. The guy that got playing him, his name is Tyler Hoechlin. Have you seen this guy?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
What do you think?
He looks like Superman. You know, I mean, I have never seen him act, so I don't know. But I guess, you know, as Superman, you don't really have to do much acting. I hope they do more of a Christopher Reeve-type Superman.
I always thought Brandon Routh got a bad shake.
No, he was good. He did good Christopher Reeve. Yeah, like
arguably, I think that the best Clark we've seen since Christopher Reeve. Not I mean, Superman. The parts of being Superman, you probably blame a lot on the writing, but I think him as Clark Kent, I mean, it was like, oh, look at this guy.
He
I thought he was perfect.
Right. Yeah, the bumbling idiot. Yeah.
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 He does that well. If you've ever watched Legends of Tomorrow, as Ray Palmer.
Yeah. I mean. That's one of the ways that makes Superman work, is that Clark Kent is such a bumbling buffoon.
Such a dork.
You know, that you would never think him to be Superman. Right. You know,
it's I keep going back to that line that Carradine dropped in Kill Bill 2, where he's like, Superman just thinks we're weak. That's how he pictures us, you know? Like, his whole spiel
To
Beatrix at the end. Yeah. Sorry, spoilers, everyone. The bride's name is Beatrix. Get over that shit. You never know, man. People are worried about watching movies. You could say the wrong thing. You're like, what the fuck, man? I've never seen that.
Well, here's the thing. Spoilers make you enjoy a movie more because you can actually focus on what you're watching.
I still haven't read anything up from the Cursed Child yet. I'm waiting for that book to drop. I want to be completely, completely surprised by everything I read.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Have you heard everything online about it?
Well, see, reading is different, right? Reading, you can stop and you can... actually take it in and understand what's going on, you know, and reread it. But a movie, you're at the theater, you're watching it. It's like, oh, well, I wonder if this person dies, you know, and then they do, and you're just like totally thrown for a loop and you kind of miss the next 5 minutes.
Right.
You know, you're like, oh, what the fuck's going on?
You check right out.
This is why, like, you know, initial reviews of things by normal people, like, you know, like say us, if we just watch a movie and review it, we're going to have, you know, a certain opinion that may not even be right, or he may have missed some stuff. Right. I always feel like reviewers should watch a movie twice, you know, whether it's good or bad, you know.
Just so you can really focus on the, you know,
so you can focus on the
movie and see what you missed.
Right, watch it, experience it the first time, then the second time you can really focus on little, you know, little bits here and there, and maybe focus on the acting or focus on this stuff, you know. It's like,
it's a hell of a good idea, man.
You know, and also I think reviews should put in where you saw it, who you're sitting next to, like that. Because seriously, if you're like at a theater that's, let's
what
say,
you did that day, did you
hot.
Have good shit?
Yeah. Are you in a, did you go into the movie happy or shitty? Like, were you just instantly like in a shit mood? Like, oh, I stood in line for a fucking hour for this shitty movie. And before you even see it, you're like, this shit movie's getting a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I usually feel that way as soon as I see James Franco in the cast. I'm like, fuck this movie.
Big middle finger to this movie.
Sit right on it and choke, Franco, you fuck.
What, you don't like...
little mustache.
Oh, is it the Dave? The smaller one, right?
Oh, the little Franco? No, I can tolerate him but until he smiles, and then the full James comes out, and you're just like, motherfuck.
So, okay, so did you like Pineapple Express?
Yeah, but mainly for Rogan. And Craig T. Robinson. Yeah. I love that guy.
Yeah.
Anything he's in, I'll watch. I, to this day, I could watch Hot Tub Time Machine 1 and 2 basically all day.
Yeah.
because of him and Rob Corddry. Those two can do no wrong in my eyes.
Yeah, who's the Eastbound and Down guy?
Danny McBride.
Danny McBride. Yeah, he was funny in that movie, too.
Yeah.
Which he's also, I'm looking forward to the next HBO Vice Principals that he's in.
Oh, I know, damn it. Just when I was getting ready to cancel my HBO Now, they're like, hey, here's another show you're going to watch. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I'm definitely going to watch that show.
they're pretty good at planning that stuff.
Yeah, these motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, they're just stringing out.
They're dragging that $14.99 out of me, whether I want them to or not.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, Game of Thrones is only on for like 2 months. Damn it. What are we going to do?
Yeah. Better throw them something quick.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Do you think they go full prequel and they do like Robert's War, like after Game of Thrones is over, they start a new show?
Oh, I, you know,
because there's a lot of ground they could cover.
Tons and tons of hours and I mean like seasons of stuff. Yeah. Like
isn't,
I'd like
isn't
to
each
see
chapter
like
of the book something like 80 chapters or some bullshit like that.
He's very descriptive.
Fuck.
There's a lot of stuff going on. Like
I tried reading the books. Yeah, I couldn't do it. It's way too much.
Yeah. There's a lot going on.
Easily.
Well, The Hobbit is for children.
Hey, I will argue that fact.
The Hobbit is one of the greatest stories of all time.
Absolutely.
But it is easy read.
Now where I'm sitting.
But like, say, like Lord of the Rings, that's more like YA adult. There's a lot more descriptions.
Would you consider that kid's book straight?
See, that's the thing. I've never read them.
What?
Yeah, I am a terrible person, and I should be burned at the stake, because I have not read them.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't read them for the first time until I was an adult, and that was probably 2 years ago, and then since then, I've read them probably 6 times all the way through.
Yeah, like, we've got, like, the collector's editions, and I want to...
Do you have the UK versions? Like, the British ones?
No. I want to read those. I want to go through and read them.
Yeah, they're great.
But I just, you know, I don't get a whole lot of time. Although, when I do read a book, I can usually finish one in a day, like if I get a free day. Like, I read World War Z in a day, and I read The Watchmen. Oof. Yeah,
you read World War Z?
Yeah, it was good. I liked World
really?
War Z.
Really?
Now, see, are you basing that off the movie?
Yes.
Let's see. So, the movie is utter garbage and nothing like the book. The book is like a historical record of what happened. And it's not a follow Brad Pitt around to save the world.
Oh, so there's not some really handsome guy just walking around?
No. It's way better than that. It's way better.
But is there a handsome guy walking around? Because I need that.
No, there is a guy telling the story.
Is he handsome?
I don't think they use descriptors of like him being handsome.
I'm you could picture Brad Pitt. Right, when I close
you could
my
picture
eyes.
Him being Brad Pitt.
I will. I'm gonna do just that. But I'm gonna sidestep. I'm going to pick Tyler Durden, Brad Pitt, with his greasy abs.
Yeah.
Because I feel that guy could handle a zombie outbreak.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
I feel like he would have a caravan of them, and he would just ride them like a sultan.
Yeah.
Like on a wave of walkers.
Right. Yeah. It would be
that'd
like...
be a great way for them to like spice up the show in case the ratings dip. They just throw in some off-the-wall character for some random, non-related fucking property, and you're like, what the fuck is this guy doing here? Right. Like, who in your mind do you think, like, I happen to think, if Walter White just appeared somewhere, you know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck? Like, this
oh my God,
interesting.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Who would you pick, do you think? Okay, let's keep it in-house. It's got to be someone from another AMC show. What character would you put on The Walking Dead to spice it up?
To spice it up? Mm-hmm. Jesus. Now, can they be supernatural?
Sure. as long as they're on AMC. Give me what you got.
Yeah, because I do. What's the vampire from Preacher?
Oh, Cassidy.
Cassidy, yeah, Cassidy.
Dude, that would be fucking hilarious.
Yeah. The only problem with that, you know, is the sun thing, but.
Yeah.
But he could appear at night.
Wear special little clothes, yeah.
True. Right, he could appear at night or whatever and just pop in, you know, take some blood to fix himself or something, and then maybe
that'd
zombie
out. Goddamn funny.
Yeah. Have you been watching
like
Preacher?
One day they'll discover like a 90-year-old John Hamm just like in a barn somewhere, like Don Draper's just like you know smoking cigarettes somewhere. Like, he's living up north, like in North Dakota, and the group finally makes it up north to where zombies might freeze, and, you know, they could actually survive pretty easily.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised they haven't gone north, right? I mean...
Dude, right? Like, what the fuck, man? Like, go north. It's cold as shit. Like, you'll be fine for most of the year.
You know what? In World War Z, they discussed that because everyone went north.
Uh-huh.
And so you have lots and lots of human beings going north, and you have very little resources to live.
Got it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, food scarcity in the wintertime, all that
food
shit,
scarcity.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be chopping down trees for, you know, for wood, for fuel, whatnot.
Huh.
Yeah, and so over time, people ended up, like, cannibalizing each other. And, yeah, it's a really well-written book, like, surprisingly. But then they made that shitty movie and fucked it up.
Well, dude, I've been looking for a new book series to read, and I just kind of settled on Harry Potter again, so I'll
you just keep running, making the rounds, yeah.
Yeah. We're down one episode on Preacher, but I love the show so far, man.
It's pretty fantastic. Crazy.
Yeah, it's so great.
It's weird because nothing is really explained.
Nope.
And that's an easy way to keep your interest, I think.
Yeah.
At least for me, anyway.
Yeah.
But I don't. I'm worried though that the average person's not going to get it, and they're just going to be like, nah, forget it, and they'll watch it, and then it doesn't get renewed. Because this is nothing like the comics.
No, not at all. Because they're not on the road; they're permanent. They're, you know,
right. This is like a prequel or something.
Yeah.
You know, and so like they're establishing this background to these characters, which I don't even know if they needed to do, but it's kind of interesting and cool.
Well, if the ratings start to dip, I mean, with one episode, they could turn around and just put everything on the table for you.
Well, because I actually looked up the ratings today, and each one. Yeah, because it's been about four episodes, and each and every single one has dipped
considerably,
like badly.
Oh, that's not good.
It's down to like
Preacher, you fucks.
Yeah, it's down to like a 1.3. It started.
Well, but also too, it's got some separate competition on Sunday nights or on Mondays.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, on Sundays. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Game of Thrones. If they put it in the Game of Thrones time slot, so I mean, that was like, you know. Well, not time slot, but, you know, like that whole area. Because a lot of people on the West Coast watch it then, too. But it also hurts that it's on AMC, which is just a pain in the ass for watching stuff. You know, like if you want to watch it online or whatever, they're a total shit show. You know?
Is that how you guys watch it? Do you watch it online?
No, I watch it. I DVR it because it's now that they put it on at 10 or whatever.
Oh, right.
It's just like too late. Because I watched Game of Thrones, and then I watched Silicon Valley, and then I got that guy to watch. So we watched it like on Mondays.
Yeah, but that's usually what we do too.
Yeah, but like, it's freaking phenomenal. Like Dominic Cooper is awesome.
Yeah, he's really great. That guy.
Yeah, he's done a lot of cool stuff.
I think he looks like. I mean, you know, he's basically like. I can't complain about the casting at all, like, from the way he looks, like, let alone his acting. Like, you always want your leads to kind of look like how they do. Like, with, what was the guy's name they got to play Constantine, the most recent, after Keanu?
Oh, yeah, not Keanu? Oh, God, what was that guy's name? But he was good, yeah.
So like, Matthew as far something? As, right?
Yeah, was something that? Like that.
Yeah.
But he looked like Constantine.
Absolutely.
Know? Right.
He actually smoked, like, all the time. And he was on Arrow, too. Like, you know, they had him show up as Constantine there, like, to keep it going. Because, you know, the directors liked him so much as it. So, there's a chance he ends up on Legends of Tomorrow as Constantine, which would be great. I mean, that show's fantastic enough alone because it doesn't take itself seriously whatsoever.
Right. It's funny, though. The DC TV universe is so much more, you know, better at not taking itself seriously.
Except for Arrow. They take that show way too seriously.
And you can see, like, the ratings are going down the pooper on that
pile
one, too.
Of shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. It's infuriating. But by now, like, I'm so many years invested, I'm hoping it's like, I know you guys got good TV in you. You know, fucking let's flip this shit around. And then they just keep getting worse. It's like, man, it's like as soon as The Flash came out and it started doing well, and same with Legends, they're like, they kind of started paying less and less attention to Arrow since it's so established.
Right.
And it's really starting to show. Because, man, is it fucking grating. Gotham, too. I love Gotham. You know, it's a Fox show, so, you know, Fox sometimes knows what it's doing. But they're really onto something here. Like, the first season of Gotham was really kind of slow. It really felt like they were really trying to put it right in the Nolanverse. you know, it was so, not even dark, it was just gray. Like, you just felt just like, why am I watching this? Right. And then it's almost as if Tim Burton jerked off all over season one, and that's what season two is. And you're like, okay, now I get why the show is called Gotham. Because it's actually like Gotham. Like, there's just crazy shit everywhere all the time, and it's amazing.
Yeah, it's almost like they finally listened to the people that are watching it. Yeah. They're like, why don't you do what Gotham really is, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
give us crazy villains. Give us, you know, a 17-year-old Batman, you know, wearing like a sock over his face and punching people. You know, whatever. I don't give a fuck. Give it to
me. Yeah, exactly.
I hope next season, like, well, it's from the casting, they recast Bruce, Poison Ivy, and Selina Kyle, spoilers, everyone. they're all around the same age. They're all in like that 12 to like, not 12, like 13 to 15, 16 kind of time range for each other. But what they're doing is they recast Poison Ivy. She was a little girl before, and now they recast her with a woman who is 28.
Oh, okay.
Who's supposed to be playing down to 19, which, you know, she could pass for like 22. So a TV 19, sure. So they're definitely trying to sex up Poison Ivy, like, from the get-go. So what I'm thinking is the kid who plays Bruce, he's growing by leaps and bounds. So I think they might maybe skip the show ahead, you know, like a year or two, just kind of fudge it a bit, just to kind of give us, like, the seedlings of young Batman already and stop fucking around. Like, to give us a good Batman on TV.
Yeah, I mean, they should.
Because literally, like, 19, like, she was a little girl just weeks ago, right. And now she's a fucking woman. It's like, dude, like, how much are they jumping this shit? I hope they don't dump the kid who plays Bruce, because I love him. He's such a good little Bruce Wayne, this guy. You know, he's great. So it's kind of concerning, like, what they're doing here. But I don't know. Oh, no, they list David Mazouz right here. So he's returning as Bruce, even though he's still kind of a kid. And now Poison Ivy is played by a woman.
Weird.
Yeah, he's 15. This woman's going to be 28.
Could his 15... Well, 15. I guess... Is he doing the brand thing where he's finally growing like 7 inches in a summer and...
He could be.
You know,
he looks like he's right. Growing, you know, taller.
You know, because then he could probably pass as an 18, 19-year-old.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think he's listed at, he's a Hollywood 5'5", so in reality, he's probably...
5'2", maybe?
Yeah, ish. 5'3". You put him on the Downey box and the stilts, he might hit 5'6". I mean, yeah, if the kid hits a growth spurt over the summer, you know, yeah, it makes sense, but man, maybe
Bruce
they have
Wayne
to...
has to be a tank, though, so...
He's a little wavy kid. He's a little wavy.
Because that seems to be, like, everyone's favorite Batman is Tank Batman.
You know? Oh, you Batroids, you mean?
Yeah, Batroids.
Dude, Affleck is so beefy. Yeah. Every t-shirt he wears, too, like, it fits so oddly on him because his top row abs almost sticks out further. Like, not that he's not fat, but it almost sticks out further than his pecs. So his t-shirt and his nipples are always hard. It's kind of concerning to look at sometimes. I appreciate his effort, though, because, dude, like, you know, even Bale, like, you know, Bale was fit, but he was functionally fit. Affleck just looks like he just needs to, you know, to chill out for a while on the way. Like, we get it. You're huge. Cut that shit out.
Well, Bale, like, he did the Batman's Begins thing where he gained, like, 80 pounds after doing the Machinist. Or was it before
in, like,
or
six
after?
6 weeks. Yeah.
Right.
It was
nuts.
6 weeks he did all that.
Yeah.
That guy, what a fucking maniac that guy's got to be, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, hands down, just like, I'm sure he's a great guy, you know, but, dude, he's just so intense.
Beyond intense. I don't think there's
I think
even a level
he's
got to
go
it.
On the list for world's angriest shitter.
Yep.
He's just got to take some rage-filled shits. Yeah. And porcelain crackers.
Oh, that reminds me of the Willem Dafoe. He's an Atlantean. He's playing an Atlantean.
It's got to be a ruse. Ruse.
I don't know, man. They keep saying he's an Atlantean. It's like,
what
please,
a waste.
Why not?
Oh.
Come on.
That just means we're stuck with Leto Joker. He's just the actual Joker, unless they're going to throw us something even cooler. Ah, fuck.
I don't know. Or maybe Batman killed him or something. Killed the original Joker. And I don't know. Either
maybe
way,
he made fun of the name Martha, and he's like, motherfucker.
Yeah. I'm going to squish your face. Oh, you know what they might do? They might do... It'd be smart of them when Batfleck...
I was going to say Batfleck. It's cool.
Yeah, Batfleck. In his solo movie, they just do the killing joke, and him actually killing the Joker at the end, and then the new Joker is, you know, Jason Todd and all that stuff, and that'd be cool. Like, do
I'm
a prequel.
I'm still inclined to say Leto's Jason Todd. I still think they're going to give us, like, another Joker. Like, I think he's going to deal with the Joker at the in his first movie, and then, like, in another one, they're going to, you know, an old dusty fucking Joker is just going to appear, like, the, almost like the New 52 one that slices off his face and shit, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, totally whack job. Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, Defoe would have been perfect. I, now, in my mind, I'm scrambling to try to find someone of, you know, almost like they could fit, like, the bill of a Joker who could go toe-to-toe with, you know, with Bat-Tank.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm at a loss. I am at a complete fucking loss. With Defoe, it's like, oh, it's beautiful, it's perfect, I love it. Maybe Crispin Glover. Because he's one creepy fuck. Brilliant, that guy. Like, to hear that guy talk or to read anything, like, scary smart. You know, he seems way too introspective and intelligent for me to deal with, because I would just be frightened around him. But he seems like he could play a good Joker.
Yeah, definitely. But he'd probably be playing the same things that Leto's doing on the set, you know. Mm. All his crazy stuff.
Yeah, but I think he's just like that. Like, Leto, I think he turns it off. Like, as soon as he shaves his head back to blonde and he goes back to playing for 90 Seconds to Venus, I think he stops all that dumb shit. Glover, I think, would just send people rats in, you know, old toenail clippings, like, on the regular. I think if we were to tweet him now and ask him for some eggshells he used yesterday, we'd have a box tomorrow. You know what I mean?
You might. I think we should probably do that.
Just tweet him at Crispin Glover. Please send us your old eggshells. Hashtag nothing creepy.
Right. I think we should get a large group of people to keep doing that.
Right. Everyone just tweet him. Give me your eggshells.
Like, a month later, he's going to be like, everybody, you have to stop tweeting at me because I just don't have any more eggshells.
I murdered my chickens. I hope you're all happy. I'm tired of eggs.
Oh, God.
I love it. I really do. So, Rogue One. A lot of interesting news has been coming out about that one lately. Like, besides all the reshoots where everyone's freaking out, like, the movie's going to be dog shit or whatever, a lot of interesting news has come out. It was highly thought, but now it's confirmed that Darth Vader is going to have a huge presence.
Yeah, they were probably... the movie probably wasn't dog shit. It was probably a good movie, but they're like...
Trying to see. I think there's something to the reshoots where they're going back, trying to beef it up and make it, you know.
Well, they're trying to.
A little grander.
Trying to put more Darth Vader in it to sell more stuff. Because they probably were like.
You think it's only marketing for that?
Oh, totally. It's totally just for toys and totally for Vader. I mean, Vader is a character that everyone wants to see because he's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, he's great. And he's a great marketing thing because they're probably like, oh, these Rogue One characters, they're not really. You know, who's going to buy these characters? You know,
right.
you've got the Alan Tudyk is the droid that everyone loves, or, you know, it's got a sassy,
dude,
you know,
him is K2SO, man, that works.
Yeah,
that works.
No, but, you know, as far as like characters that you want to buy,
right? Yeah,
you know,
as far as there's no one there where there's a bunch of toys. You're like, you're not gonna have any lunch boxes from you know, from too many of the leads in that movie or whatever.
Right, just exactly.
Just,
you know,
just regular people, essentially,
where they can keep slapping Darth Vader on everything.
Right.
Oh, Rogue One, Darth Vader. You know, it's like, if it doesn't do well box office, which it will.
I mean, yeah.
Utter dog shit, like a prequel, and still make, you know, $600 million. It's gonna be no problem. But if it has Darth Vader in there, it's gonna make X amount of dollars merchandising alone.
Especially, you know, since James Earl Jones has said, you know, he's doing the voice again.
And you know how, oh my God, Comic-Con, oh, Rogue One, they go, they're at the panel, they do the breathing of Darth Vader, everyone shits their pants, you know, and then they show the teaser where Darth Vader is just force choking 100 friggin' dudes.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone just like, they're in line already.
Everyone,
you know,
comes.
What I mean?
Everyone,
right, everyone comes, simultaneous come, and, you know, everyone gets in line for the movie then, you know, that's what's going
to
happen.
So, Hayden Christensen has said he'd happily return to the role, so do you think in, like, the alternate way, just to say fuck you, like, they just bring him back and let him play Vader in the suit, and they just dub in James Earl?
Oh, that's what they should do. But that's what they did, though. That's what he did. He just wanted to be in the suit, where he did, the no thing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you think they let him do that?
Oh, I bet they would. I mean, he's a tall dude.
Did he stay beefy? I remember he got pretty beefy for Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, no, yeah, he's tall and lanky or whatever. He could do it.
I saw a movie with
although
him.
He's a shitty actor, so oh, even yeah, voice he's terrible. Like even like you know, like moving your arms, just doing that kind of acting, he's probably pretty bad at that too.
Yeah, so. I will say though, if you're a much of a fan of his as I am, you are gonna love a movie he did with Nicolas Cage called Outcast. Now, are you familiar with it?
No, I am not.
Okay, let me set.
Is this a straight to DVD?
It had to have been, and if it wasn't, someone needs to be fired.
But it's got Nick Cage and Hayden Christensen, so it's got to be good, right?
Okay.
Oh God.
All right. Let me wait. Let me set the stage for you here. Okay. Outcast. It's set in. Oh God. It's set in feudal China.
Oh no.
Yeah. Where essentially they are. Nicolas Cage and Hayden Christensen are. Like crusaders, like from the actual crusades, like they're trying to spread Christianity and all this shit, and they get involved in some sort of a plot where they're both these crusaders, and like they realize they're fighting for the wrong side, so they both leave, they flee. Fast forwards a couple of years, Hayden Christensen is just some drunk sellsword, essentially. He's like, you know, just some drunk white assassin just roaming around China because he stayed for some reason. and a young prince and princess, they have to flee because their evil uncle came back and he wants to rule, so he's going to murder these kids so he can take over. Very, you know the story essentially without me having to tell you everything that goes on. The best parts about it are that both Hayden Christensen and Nicolas Cage, they start off the movie with British accents.
Oh no.
As British as they can be.
Oh, God.
Hayden Christensen, like, he's got, like, a really cool, like, hipstery kind of haircut. He's got a cool little rad goatee. So, you know, he looks like a knight. Like, he's like, okay, it looks like a hip little thing. You know, he'd be in a lunchbox. I get it. Nicolas Cage starts off the movie as a bearded kind of, you know, crusader-ish looking Nicolas Cage. Fast forward a couple years, he happens upon, like, they hear rumors of someone, okay, of a kind of a land pirate known as the White Ghost.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So it turns out, guess who the White Ghost is? Nicolas Cage. But somehow, he's now a bandit who talks just like a fucking pirate.
No.
But an Irish pirate. He wears an eye patch. He pisses like it. It's the most confusing fucking out of nowhere. Like, you watch It's Always Sunny, right?
Yes.
You know when they do the Lethal Weapon movies and Mac and Dennis just switch playing
right,
Riggs and Murtaugh?
In the middle,
it's almost
right,
like that,
yep.
To where Nicolas Cage just showed up one day, forgot everything he had done the months before they filmed in, and just decided, like, here's how I'm playing this character. And nobody corrected him.
It's
just
God,
him
this sounds
playing
amazing.
Irish pirate on the land. Hayden Christensen at one point, the best part of the movie, in my opinion, hands down, Hayden Christensen at one point wanders into a bar. He wants to get strung out on heroin. He wants to get all fucked up.
Harold.
He goes hard in this movie.
Opium den, huh?
Yeah, like, he gets real fucked up. So he happens upon a group of Imperial soldiers. One of them kicks his ass, and then this dude pisses on him. Like, Hayden Christensen laying on the ground and pisses on him. But when they pan away and pan back, because you get like, yeah, he's peeing on him, I get it. When they pan back to Hayden Christensen, it is such an obscene amount of piss. It's almost as if the guy dumped an entire bucket. I'm not kidding. It's a river. It's so much piss is just all over Hayden Christensen. I'm just like, dude, how much? This guy must have a urethra the size of a fucking watermelon because he dumped so much water at Hayden Christensen in 2 seconds. It was ridiculous.
So the director's like, more piss!
Basically,
more piss!
Yeah, it's like Ronnie Yu from Freddy vs. Jason yelling, more blood, more blood. But he said, more piss, just freaking out. It's amazing. It's on Netflix, as it will be probably in perpetuity. So watch it, and you can stop it pretty much as soon as you see Christensen get pissed on. Fast forward about 25 minutes, see Nicolas Cage, Irish land pirate, and then you can pretty much just shut her down.
More piss.
More piss. More piss.
Now, so the accent thing is kind of like it's Keanu Reeves in Dracula, right? Where he's like, he's got to really, really try hard.
I forgot all about Bram Stoker's Dracula. Oh, yeah. My God. Thank you so much for bringing that up.
Right. So, like, where he's trying really hard, and then just all of a sudden he's back into California. And poor it's just Keanu. Like,
he really tried in that one, didn't he?
Yeah. I bet Coppola was just like, fuck it, Jesus.
You know, his accent, just stop. He was much better than Winona Ryder in that movie, though.
Oh, yeah.
Her British accent is something to be desired.
God.
I mean, right?
Gold.
I'd like to hear Steven Seagal try to do a British accent.
Holy crap, that'd be awesome.
I don't think he'd probably punch you in the face for a bit. How dare you? I'm an American, sir. Yeah. I learned kung fu from the CIA. Yeah. I'm a cop now in Louisiana.
At a sweaty concert. Guy.
I want to see him in concert so desperately bad. I don't care how close he comes. Like, it could be California's closest he'd get. I'm going. I got to see this fucker. I got to see it one time in my life.
So as far as it was just Nick Cage and Christian
Hayden Christensen. Yeah, there's only two people you're likely to recognize in that.
Oh, right. So there is no third guy. Like, because, you know, like in Dracula, Gary Oldman's probably like, what the fuck are these people doing?
Oh, yeah. Anthony Hopkins, too. You think they're both upset talking to each other like, man, are you fucking serious?
Yeah,
like,
how did they hire these guys?
Money. Right? Dolly. Yeah. How'd they get Sean Connery to voice a dragon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Money.
You know what I mean? Dollar bills, y'all.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
So there is nobody else to like...
No.
No, that's a shame.
The other casts around them, like, I think without Christensen and Nicolas Cage, it would have been a much better movie. Hands down, a much better movie.
Yeah.
Because the rest
of
the cast was fine. It was a great movie without them. But the parts that they were so much the focus of, like, Christensen you could almost deal with because, you know, he tries to act a bit, so you could almost forgive the river of piss he was soaked in. But then they introduced Nick Cage, and it gets so silly at that point. You're like, there's no fucking way it's almost like watching if the producers had made a movie, you know what I mean, where they try to make one so bad, you're like, it would fail, so they become really rich from it. This is like what the producers of Outkast did. They tried to make such a lump of shit.
Halfway through, they said, hey, Nick.
Yeah.
You know, we've got some rewrites here. Why don't you just do the character as a, you know, 1800s pirate.
It's almost like someone might have been just like, just as a joke, just, you know, started to talk about how great an actor Colin Farrell was, and he's like, I'll show these pricks. So he showed up the next day, he hadn't showered, he was wearing a beanie and old jeans, chain smoking cigarettes, and just talking like an Irishman.
Oh, God. And so this is all in China, right?
Absolutely.
So how whitewashed is the whole cast?
No, they're not. It's just them. Just those two.
Oh, really? Yep. Oh, God, jeez.
That's what I mean. It would have been a better movie without them.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I bet this was, like, Chinese financed. And they're like,
I think it was partly Canadian financed, too.
They were trying to get, like, because isn't Hayden, like, is he Canadian?
I don't know what he is.
But we have something. But they're just trying to get, like, some sort of American audience.
Basically.
You know.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, God. Terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Let's see. Yeah, it was originally scheduled for release in China September 26, 2014, but was postponed until April of 2015.
Wow.
Yeah. They sat on this one for quite a bit. It didn't even get released in theaters in America. Wow. It... Worldwide, it made $4.8 million in theaters. Wow, damn.
Ooh, yeesh. That doesn't even cover...
6% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, God. Oh, man. I don't think that even covers, like, Nick Cage's retainer, like, all his stuff.
But no, just the production budget alone, estimates are at $25 million. I don't think they put anything into marketing, so they probably spent maybe, like... 30, 35 mil on this, and they made 5 from box office, so Netflix probably paid, I don't know how much to... You know, to put it up, I doubt they made much on DVD. So, yeah, they're probably still in the hall on this one, I bet.
Shame.
Yeah.
Shame.
Yeah, shame. Shame. It was partly U.S. financed, partly Chinese financed, and partly Canadian financed.
Ugh. Just so, shit sandwich all around.
A lot of countries to blame for this fucking turd.
Right. Oh, God.
But really, like I said, watch up until Christensen gets pissed on. Skip ahead 25 to see... Irish land pirate Nick Cage, and then you could pretty much just shut her down from there.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So, like, so that shows you how, it's at least not Netflix, so that shows you how the movie is somewhat okay without those two crazy people?
Yes.
You know, absolutely. Unlike, what's that movie where Gary Oldman plays a dwarf and has, like, Kate Beckinsale.
It's on the top, is it Tiptoes?
Yeah, something like that, where it's just, you can't find it anywhere kind of thing.
That's the one with him and Matthew McConaughey, right?
Yeah, where they, like, buried it.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, how do you think, yeah, it is called Tiptoes, look at that, like a trap. But it's just for shit movies, I can't remember anything good. Yeah, I bet it would probably be really important. You think Gary Oldman and McConaughey just split it between them and bought every copy they could?
Oh, I bet, yeah. I just, it's funny how, like, you get roped into doing something so horrible, even though you're an amazing artist.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, and dude, Gary Oldman, McConaughey, you're like, that's a pretty solid start. Then you got Kate Beckinsale, Patricia Arquette, two very fine actresses, too. It's, man.
Right.
They had to, Peter Dinklage, too. Dude, what?
Yeah, he's even in it. And I don't know, understand how, like, they decided it was a good idea for Gary Oldman to be in, like, you know.
Had they not seen or talked to Peter Dinklage? Because I'm sure he's always been a fucking amazing actor, and anything I've seen
right.
Him in, he's been great. Like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, what a kick, man. Dude.
Just have Gary Oldman on his knees the whole time.
That is such a fucking CG out. Oh, my God, dude. What a bunch of shit.
There was a guy from the old Carol Burnett show. He used to play...
Oh, the dwarf guy on his knees.
The dwarf, yeah, on his knees. You know, and it's like that.
Tim Conway, right? Was that it?
Where they bury him,
Conway. Yeah.
You know, at places, and he, like, falls over, and that's the joke. Like, ridiculous. Oh, my God. So, I don't know, it's not racist, but, you know, like, that's so terrible for people like that.
It's fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's definitely some form of fucking bigotry. I mean, I don't know what the fuck
exactly.
You call it. It's total bullshit, though. Man.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Doesn't compare to buckets of piss, though.
Oh, wait, okay. Side note, according to Peter Dinklage, the original cut of the film was gorgeous, but the director was fired shortly after turning the film in, and the people who hired to recut the film turned it into a rom-com with dwarves.
Oh, no. Oh, jeez.
Well, let's see the unedited version. Let's see the original version of it, then, and not the fucking pile of dog shit that's been presented to the world.
Right. Was it shot on film, and they cut it and threw away the celluloids, that, yeah. You know, where they edited out?
It was released by Studio Canal, so I bet we could find it, on the UK Netflix.
Oh, I bet, yeah. Hmm.
I mean, you know, if one has access to it as such. or check
there's
Hulu.
Ways to figure that out.
I guarantee we can find it. My sister, I think... works at a video store. I might be able to get her on this to find a copy of that shit, because I would love to see that movie.
She works at a video store?
Yeah, they still have
those.
Is
she actively working for looking for a job?
Yeah, I think she works multiple jobs. But, dude, okay, here's how much of a video store it is. They have a porn room.
Oh, it's one of those.
Yeah.
Oh. That's probably the only thing keeping that... Well, why would even do... No, there's a thing called the internet. Right. I don't understand
Okay, well, I'll break it down further. It's a video store where they rent mainly... their video game section is pretty huge, but they rent... You know, they'll rent you DVD players or Xboxes or whatever the fuck. They have the porn section. But it's also a hyphenate AT&T store.
Weird.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Right?
What's the demographic here going on for people? That's weird.
I don't know, man. I have no clue. I know, I don't...
Do they also sell, like, do they have Faces of the Deaf BHF in the back, too?
I think in the dumpster, you could go and get those. Yeah, you remember being able to go to rent Faces of Death? Like,
yes.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
Right off the base in Mississippi,
yeah.
Keesler.
Right out of the back gate, right back there.
Right, the back gate.
Yeah.
They had Faces of Death videos, like VHS, and then they had a back room. Oh, my God, what a shithole that place was.
I tried to rent Orgasmo from there, and they gave me an actual porno.
What?
Yeah.
That's actually where I rented that for the first time there, too.
I'm not going to give the exact title, but needless to say, I was not their demographic.
Oh, yeah.
It was very shocking to see. I was like, whoa, what is... I'm going to take this back. And when I took it back, I mean, of course, the guy's looking at me. He's like, come on, man. You rented this. I'm like, look, I wanted Orgasmo, dude. I didn't want this one. He's like, okay. It's like, dude, I would... Come on, man. Just... What the fuck?
So obviously, someone rented Orgasmo, swapped it out.
Right.
As a joke.
Or those guys really just wanted to fuck with people. And
it could have been that too. Because those things, like, most of the VHSs weren't, like, rewound or whatever all the way. Like, that place
was
so
DVD.
Bad.
It was a
DVD.
Oh,
it was a DVD then?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I only remember doing the VHSs from there.
Yeah. I think that's how I ended up with the DVDs, because it was a porn. That should have been my first indication there's something fucked up.
Oh, God.
Fucking ridiculous. Okay, well, I think we put it off long enough. Much to our chagrin, we've decided to watch the Ghostbusters video, the song that... we made an indication that as fans of the ghost genre, we're trying to figure out who is trying to ruin ghosts for us more. Whether it's Ghost Adventures crew, for any of you unaware of the show, it's on the Travel Channel. Ghost Adventures is about three guys who exclusively shop at Hot Topic, who go around and bro holler at ghosts.
But only if they're mean, angry ghosts. So
right.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
They only holler at them.
The reason these guys
bad.
Are so tough is because they go after the tough ghosts. And like, you want to scratch somebody, bro? Would you come scratch me? This is how they actually talk. This is hyperbole. I'm not making fun. This is how these dicks talk on this show. I don't even want to say guilty pleasure. If there's nothing else on and you just want to really kind of be angry at someone for a while, you could just watch Ghost Adventures and that would be fine. And a side note, to make the show even worse, what they have now are something called Ghost Adventures Aftershocks, actual name of the show, where they bring people back from previous hauntings and show them more footage, or they confront people like, you know, maybe they had staged a ghost thing or some shit. It's just the dude like who hosts the show, he works out way too much, wears too tight of t-shirts. I mean, he's got like a really stupid haircut. I don't know how else to describe the guy. A dickhead.
Yeah, he's
when
like
you
a
say
douche
the word
nozzle.
Dickhead, he would be what you would picture. It's like, I get it.
Yeah,
wears really shiny belt buckles. I mean, you guys know what the kind of fucks I'm talking about. Or Fall Out Boy, thanks to this video they put out for the new Ghostbusters movie. So Matt and I are going to take it upon ourselves to watch it.
Yeah.
But I think it's just... There's no actual video, so we're just listening to the song, right?
No, I think there's a video out.
Well, there's an actual, like, where they're dancing and shit?
I believe so.
Oh,
or maybe
no.
I'm thinking of the Japanese one that's way better.
No, I think the one we have is only... there's no video yet. I think it's just the cover song.
All right.
So should we just skip this shit then and just we'll listen to it on our own accord later?
It's, oh my god, yeah, it's the song. It's just the song. It's really bad.
Okay, good, yeah. Then let's just skip right over that shit.
Seriously, yeah, it's... I listened to it, and... oh god, it's so fucking terrible. Like, the first thing out of my mouth was like, why couldn't they have anybody else do this? Why Fall Out Boy?
Maybe they have an uncle who's a producer on it. I mean, something.
Right? And then my wife is like, why is it so bad? Like, why would they release that? And I'm like, I don't know, because they paid them money and they want to release it. Of like, I would bury that shit.
Like, that's the best version they put together in the studio. They're like, got it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. They're like, that's gold. Release
done.
That.
Right.
What? No.
More piss.
No.
More piss.
No. You're right. Exactly. More piss. Yep. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, let's end on a good note. Curb Your Enthusiasm is coming back for new season, so that's always good for the soul to see Larry David coming back in. I truly feel. As my wife can attest, he's kind of like the household spirit animal. Like, we really identify with Mr. Larry David, so that's good. But something I wanted to address, finally, to kind of get it out there, to kind of force myself to do it, your wife actually issued us a challenge to watch the pilot episode of Gilmore Girls. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. You've sat down and done this already?
Yeah.
Have
I actually watched two episodes.
Oh, wow.
Two episodes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the Gilmore Girls.
Okay,
that's for sure.
Okay, try to rein in your excitement. You're really convincing me to go watch this.
You should see.
I'm gonna watch the season premiere. Not season premiere. The pilot episode.
Yeah.
Maybe a second episode just to get on the same page with you, and then we're gonna give our thoughts on the very next episode. Jared Padalecki was on that show, so I can't. Is he hunting ghosts and killing werewolves on that show? If he is, I'm all in.
No,
okay.
No.
I don't know.
Sean Gunn's on it.
Really?
Yeah. So And he actually plays different characters, what? It seems. Yeah, really? So, like, because I watched the first two episodes, right? Uh-huh. And he's in the second episode, but he's not the character he's supposed to play, like, later on.
Is it, like, so Twin Peaks, the show, or they just kind
of No. They were probably like, hey, we like this guy, let's make him a character. You know,
oh,
like,
right.
Right? So, yeah, it was a little weird. I'm like, what's going on? And right. Even my wife's like, I don't know, and I've watched the show the whole time.
It's like, I never realized it before.
Yeah, what I didn't realize he's a different person. Like,
maybe
oh,
he's
God.
God, and that's how they're showing you. It's like, he just shows up as random people everywhere, but only the audience can know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What was the leap? Was it Quantum Leap? Yeah, maybe
Scott
he's that.
Scott Bakula.
Yeah.
I love Scott Bakula. What are he's doing these days?
Yeah, I was just thinking that. What is he doing this day?
Like, I don't know.
Probably just doing cons.
You think he just does cons? He's got to be above that, right?
I don't know. No one's above cons after a while. Like, nobody.
Yeah. I was trying to come up with a name. Like, Nat is like, well, no, he's absolutely right. After a while, they get them all. They really do.
They can resist for a long, long time and hold out, but sooner or later.
It happens.
They'll need that buck.
Yeah. They all need that nut. They all need their Glenn Close Guardians of the Galaxy money.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks for spending some time with us. However you're watching this or listening to us right now, YouTube, Podbean, Google Play Music now, iTunes, you know, however, we really appreciate it. So thanks for stopping by, spending some time with us. Be sure you come back and find us everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, both Adam's Nerds, Facebook coming soon. So, yeah, we're going to be all over the interwebs here. So thanks for spending some time with us. On behalf of Matt, I'm Aaron.
Peace.